CoinShares hits NASDAQ in a $1.2 billion SPAC deal, the largest crypto listing of 2026. CoinShares, Europe's dominant crypto exchange traded product manager, began trading on NASDAQ on April 1st after completing a merger with Vine Hill Capital Investment Corp., a U.S.-based special-purpose acquisition company. The deal values the combined entity at approximately $1.2 billion, including a $50 million investment from institutional investors. Shares trade under the ticker CSHR. The listing makes CoinShares the largest crypto company to go public in 2026 so far, surpassing BitGo's January IPO. As of the listing date, BTC trades at $68.5, $3.2% in 24 hours, and ETHEO at $231, 5.2%, with the broader market sitting at a fear and greed reading of 32, fear. From Stockholm to Wall Street, CoinShares is not a newcomer to public markets. The Jersey-based firm has traded on NASDAQ Stockholm since 2021, where it built a track record managing structured crypto investment products for institutional and retail investors across Europe. The U.S. listing is an upgrade in visibility and capital access, not a debut. The numbers behind the move? CoinShares manages over $6 billion in digital assets across 39 funds on 4 platforms. That makes it the fourth largest provider of crypto exchange-traded products globally, trailing only BlackRock, Grayscale, and Fidelity. In Europe specifically, CoinShares commands a 34% market share in crypto ETPs. CEO Jean-Marie Mognetti framed the NASDAQ listing as a stepping stone for U.S. expansion. "We are diversifying both our product and revenue mix, including new capabilities in listed asset management, active alternative strategies, and decentralized finance," Mognetti said. Why a SPAC and why now? The deal was first announced in September 2025. Vine Hill Capital, the SPAC partner, brought $50 million in committed PIPE, private investment in public equity, financing from institutional backers. The structure avoids the longer regulatory timeline of a traditional IPO, while still landing CoinShares on a major U.S. exchange. Timing matters. The U.S. crypto regulatory environment has shifted meaningfully since 2024, with spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs now established products and new legislation moving through Congress. CoinShares' proximity to U.S. regulators via a NASDAQ listing positions the firm to launch U.S. domiciled products and pursue acquisitions in the American market, where competition for crypto ETP shelf space is intensifying. The company's revenue model relies primarily on recurring management fees from its ETP suite, unlike exchanges or trading platforms that depend on volume-driven transaction revenue. CoinShares earns as long as assets stay in its products. That recurring fee structure is the kind of business Wall Street tends to value at higher multiples. The crypto IPO pipeline keeps growing. CoinShares joins a growing roster of crypto firms that have gone public in the past 18 months. Circle completed its IPO in 2025 after years of attempts. Gemini listed via its Gemini space station vehicle. Bullish went public. BitGo's January 2026 IPO was the first major crypto listing of the year. The pattern is clear. Crypto companies that survived the 2022-2023 bear market are now converting their institutional credibility into public equity. Each listing raises the bar for the next. CoinShares' $1.2 billion valuation and 12-year operating history set a benchmark for European crypto firms eyeing U.S. capital markets. For crypto card users and digital asset holders, the practical implication is indirect but real. More publicly traded crypto firms mean more regulatory scrutiny, more audited financials, and more institutional infrastructure supporting the asset class. When the companies building crypto investment products and custody solutions are subject to SEC reporting requirements, the entire ecosystem's credibility rises. What CoinShares plans to do with its U.S. platform? Mognetti's comments point to three expansion vectors: listed asset management, likely U.S. domiciled ETPs, active alternative strategies, hedge fund style crypto products, and DeFi. The DeFi angle is notable. Traditional asset managers have been slow to engage with decentralized protocols, but CoinShares has the technical infrastructure and regulatory experience to bridge that gap. Strategic acquisitions are also on the table. The U.S. crypto asset management space has several mid-tier players that could be acquisition targets for a well-capitalized, publicly listed European firm looking to buy rather than build its U.S. distribution network. The $50 million PIPE provides immediate working capital, but the real financial tool is the public stock itself. As a NASDAQ-listed company, CoinShares can use CSHR shares as acquisition currency, a significant advantage over private competitors.